Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Kurt Landry, and I have a choice. Now, Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app, sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Cindy Jacobs and leaders around the world calling Christians to join in a global day of prayer against the coronavirus. Stay tuned to find out more.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
Cindy Jacobs and other global leaders called Christians across the world to prayer on Tuesday, March 3rd, to cry out to God for an end to the coronavirus. Jacobs says God gave her a word to call for this global day of prayer. She says this: "After seeking wisdom and prophetic counsel from prophets across the nation and world, we believe strongly that since this is a worldwide issue, it's going to take the whole church to cry out together for the mercy and healing power of God to contain it." End quote. Jacobs is a prophet and co-founder of Generals International. She offered several prayer points that Christians could reference as they intercede. First, pray Psalm 91 over families and nations. Second, pray against the fear that is spreading in epidemic proportions across nations. Third, pray leaders have wisdom in making decisions, since fear can often cause people to make unwise choices. Fourth, pray for courage for believers to share Jesus effectively during this crisis. Fifth, pray that this virus would not be able to delay revivals and awakenings that God has in store. Sixth, decree that the coronavirus will cease worldwide and that God would heal all who are currently affected by it. And seventh, Jacob says, reconsecrate yourselves, your families, and your nation to God through taking communion. To learn more about how Christians are responding in the face of the coronavirus outbreak, visit charismanews.com. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.